Tell me, Dick, I've never had a box root beer before. Why would my cap read Bora Bora underneath?
It's a sweepstakes, Carrington. Looks like you just want a free trip.
Well, lovely. I've been looking for an excuse to go see Mummy and Daddy. That's just terrific.
Storm, Chief wants to see us.
Righto. Marcy, if Miss Jolie calls, tell her I'm in a meeting. You're a dear. Come, Dick. Let's not keep the Chief waiting.
20 minutes later.
So in closing, I know being a special agent can be demanding of your time, but let's make sure we always flush. All right. Time for your assignments. Agents Miller and Jenkins. An international assassin is on loose. He was last seen in Phnom Penh running a brothel. Now, I know your men, but you're going to be going undercover as Vietnamese prostitutes. You may have to turn a few tricks for a while, but be careful not to blow your cover. Our target is a weapons expert. He's been said to have killed 17 of his whores while they slept, just for sitting with their legs not crossed. In fact, if I were you two fellas, I wouldn't sleep at all. Our spies also tell us he's got a love for chemistry, if you know what I mean. Poisons, men. So if I were you, I wouldn't eat either. Lay low for a month. Get to know him. Earn his trust and then take him down. The summers in Vietnam, well, they're hot. So dress light. 105 degree days with 95% humidity, gentlemen. They're not out of the ordinary. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Chief.
Agents Thompson and Blue, you've been assigned to dissolve a gang war. Thompson, you'll join the Bloods. Blue, you'll be a Crip. Be careful not to kill each other. Apparently, these two rivals meet every Friday night for a gun battle at a sewage treatment plant in eastern New Jersey. Your jobs will be to work the plant by day and join the gang by night. We're giving you 6 months to strike an accord between these two killing machines, then we're giving up on them. Being white and Mormon, it won't be easy for you to gain acceptance. But that's why we do special training, isn't it?
Yes, Chief.
Good luck, Thompson and Blue. Agents Carrington Storm and Detective Dick. Yes, Chief. You've been assigned to foil a kidnapping ring. A Brazilian hairstylist named Ricardo Cardinal has been smuggling his country's top beauty pageant contestants across the border into Peru, where he then ships them to a contact somewhere in America who gives them flawless boob jobs and teaches them how to cook. Your job is to find this American contact and set free the nearly 100 women he's holding captive while their chest scars heal. But be careful. Word is this surgeon may have a scalpel and knows how to use it. He's been going under an alias here in the States. He could be anywhere. Good luck, men. Your country is counting on you. Oh, and one more quick announcement. It looks like Carrington Storm has won the NCAA tournament office pool.
Are you kidding?
What the hell gives?
That's $1,000, Carrington. Congratulations. Everybody give him a hand. All right. Oh, please stop it. I just filled it out. I don't even like basketball. Duke just sounded like a cool name for a basketball team. That's all. I couldn't have known they were going to win at all.
5 minutes later.
All right, Dick. Let's nab this sucker. Think hard, Dick. Where would a plastic surgeon working under an alias hide? Damn if I'm not about to throw in the towel on this one, Dick.
Well, if I were trying to hide, I'd probably go where it's crowded, Carrington.
Soft, Dick. Really soft. You can do better.
Well, most high-priced plastic surgeons work in L.A., right? So he's probably trying to separate himself as far as possible from his home base. That's what I'm thinking.
Almost like the East Coast.
Exactly like the East Coast, Carrington. Hell, he could be right here in New York.
Well, that's the best lead we've got right now. Hand me a phone book, Dick.
The phone book?
I'll call every person in New York if I have to.
But Storm, that would take like a year. And that's assuming an undercover criminal would even list himself in the phone book.
Are you going to hand me a phone book or not, Dick?
All right, Storm.
Okay. No place to start like the beginning. ABBA. A-A-B-A. First name, Muhammad. Give this a try.
Hello?
Muhammad ABBA, please.
You'll never take me alive, Storm.
We've got him, Dick.
You're kidding me. Well, let's get an address from the operator, Carrington.
Not necessary. It's right here in Yellow Book, 1321 West Sycamore.
That's right down the hall, Storm, above the Kinko's.
Well, don't just stand there stiff, Dick. Let's go.
1 minute later.
He He got away, Dick, but he knocked over a college girl who was making copies. She's sitting right over there by the Heidi Klum lookalike with the baby.
Well, that's interviewer, Carrington.
30 seconds later.
Did you get a look at him, college girl?
No, not really, but he cut his elbow on my spiral notebook.
Damn it, Dick! And I wanted to wrap this thing up before lunch.
Look, all we need is a molecular biologist with a background in forensics, that's all.
I'm a molecular biologist with a background in forensics.
And may I say, quite the attractive one. If you don't remind me of one Heidi Klum, I will be just struck dumb.
Oh, she's my sister. We get that all the time, only I got Mom's giant chest. I'm actually babysitting for Heidi's godniece today.
So this isn't your baby?
God, no. I'm not having children for a while, especially after breaking up with my high school boyfriend last month. I dated him exclusively and monogamously for 7 years, and now that I'm free, I just want to go wild for a while.
I'm curious. I know we're trying to investigate a crime here, but what kind of man are you looking for, Miss Klum?
Oh, I don't know. Someone who's mysterious. You're cute. What's your name?
I'm afraid the agency won't allow me to tell you that.
Look, lady, I hate to break this up, but do you think you could get a DNA sample for us as soon as possible?
Who? Jason?
Jason?
The guy that just ran out of here is in my spin class. His apartment's upstairs. I was just stopping by to take a nap on his couch. I have a key and everything.
I think that's just the break we've been looking for, Dick.
15 seconds later.
Did you see the looks on their faces, Dick? I don't know if I've ever seen 100 happier breast-implanted Brazilian models in my life. It did my heart good, Dick. Did it real good.
Hold it right there, Storm.
You must be Muhammad Abba.
Or Dr. Jason Tucker, whichever you prefer. And I've got you dead to rights, copper. A gun at your temple and no time to beat around the bush.
Missed me! Miss Klum, your phone number, please! Dick, apprehend the suspect!
I have condoms.
I'm sorry, but they'll do you no good.
Oh, are you seeing someone?
No, I've just found that condoms don't fit. Let's go, Miss Klum. Let's go have sex.
Can we take a few of the Brazilians?
Why not? Oh. I'm Carrington Storm.